the name of God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Please be seated. Every baptism has a story. My baptismal certificate says I was baptized in 1946 in a Presbyterian church in Crookston, Minnesota, when I was 4 years old. What do I remember? Not so much the baptism itself, but being in a church basement, surrounded by people laughing, eating, and having a good time. This was my earliest remembrance of a church. I think it's why my favorite place is in a church basement potluck dinner with lots of hot dish, jello salads, and chocolate cake. For me, that church basement vision of happiness continued when I was growing up in the Chester Park Evangelical United Brethren Church in Duluth. We always seem to be having potluck dinners and roast beef dinners in the church basement. And it carries over to St. Mark's, where, of course, we have all of our dinners in the community room. I encourage you to share your own baptismal story with others. What is your story? What is the date of your baptism? Were you baptized as an infant or as an adult? Now, if you were baptized as an infant, can you imagine in your mind who was at your baptism? Was it a mother, father, aunts, uncles, grandparents? Who were all witnesses to your baptism? Can you imagine, were they happy? What did it mean to them? And if you were baptized as an adult, think of the same thing. Who was present with you? What did it mean to you at that time? If you were an infant at baptism, were you wearing an outfit that had been worn by several generations before you? Was the baptism in a big church on a Sunday morning or in a small private ceremony? Were you sprinkled with water or was it total immersion? But perhaps you haven't been baptized yet. Please let us know, because the next baptisms will take place during the Easter Vigil service on March 31st. We probably don't celebrate the baptism of Jesus and the day of our baptism as much as we celebrate the birth of Christ and the resurrection of Jesus on Easter Sunday. But the baptism of Jesus is truly a dramatic story. So Jesus is baptized by John in the Jordan River. Just think, as he is coming up from the water, he sees the heavens torn apart, and the Spirit descends on him like a dove. A voice from heaven says, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." That same Spirit then drives Jesus into the wilderness. You might ask, if Jesus was the Son of God, did he really need to be baptized? And I think the answer is yes. Jesus needed the waters of baptism and the affirmation of being beloved by God, just as we need to be beloved by God and also have words and actions of love from family and friends. Imagine if you were a witness to Jesus being baptized and seeing the heavens torn open and hearing God's voice from heaven saying, "You are my Son, the Beloved." How would that affect your life? Would you not carry that vision of God's Beloved into all of your daily activities? But the baptism of Jesus was not just a historical event. When we are baptized or witness others being baptized, we know that by the sacred water of baptism, we are buried with Christ in his death, share in his resurrection, and are reborn by the Holy Spirit. Now imagine what it was like at your baptism. Was God saying to you, "You are my Beloved. With you I am well pleased"? Yes, God was present in you, your family and sponsors, and all who were witnessing your baptism. When we are sealed by the Holy Spirit in baptism and marked as Christ's own forever, we are participating in Jesus' own baptism. Well, how do we respond to God's gift of the life-giving waters of baptism? In each service of holy baptism, we say the baptismal covenant. We profess our belief in God the Father, Jesus Christ the Son of God, and God the Holy Spirit. We are then asked these questions. Will you continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, the breaking of bread, and in the prayers? Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ? Will you persevere in resisting evil, and whenever you sin, repent and return to the Lord? Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself? Will you strive for justice and peace among all people, respecting the dignity of every human being? Our answer to all these questions is, I will, with God's help. This last pledge of striving for justice and peace among all people and respecting the dignity of every human being has serious relevance in our fragmented world. Many people are searching for ways in which people of opposing and often bitter divisions of opinion may come together without hatred or demonizing the other. Is it possible for us as individuals and a nation to reduce the fear and violence in our streets and schools for the common good and the protection of children? I believe that the sacrament of holy baptism that makes us all united in Christ and the baptismal covenant that makes us united in our response to God gives us a way of hope to treat others with respect and dignity, seek the truth, and work for the common good, provided that we say in all humility, I will with God's help. See, the baptismal covenant is really the gospel message, the good news of the love of God and the goodness of life and creation. In our different paths of life, we often forget or don't take the time to recall our union with God in baptism and our baptismal covenant. In our fear of the sin and tragedies of the world, we may try to shut it out and retreat into our own private world rather than discerning what God is calling us to do. What do we do then? In the heat of political and cultural disagreements, how do we proceed? Living in the world with good intentions and wishing to love others is not always easy. But what happened after the baptism of Jesus? The Spirit drove him into the wilderness to be tempted and endure trials and tribulations. Chances are that we, too, have spent time in our own wilderness. We have our own baptismal stories, and most of us also have our own wilderness stories. If we say in baptism that we are beloved by God and Christ's own forever, we must also say that Jesus is with us in the wilderness, in our trials and tribulations. We may not like being in the wilderness and may feel that God has deserted us, but we know that Jesus himself went through the difficult times, and Jesus was not alone. Angels ministered to him, and Jesus often sought times of silence with God in prayer to give him strength for the journey. In our times of trouble, we are not alone if we take the time each day for Jesus and the angels to minister to us and give us strength for our journey. May we welcome Jesus and the whole company of heaven into our hearts so that we may remember our baptismal, keep the baptismal covenant, respect the dignity of every human being as we work for peace and justice with God's help. May the angels watch over you, and may you be an angel of hope to others in their time of need. In this first Sunday of Lent, let us lean on God for strength, for compassion for those who are hurting, discernment for what God is calling us to do, for hope in the goodness of the world, for the strength to reach out to friends and strangers, and to face the wilderness of our own with courage and God's help. Amen.